No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, October 27th, 2016. I'm David Brown, and we should pause for a moment and contemplate this. As newspapers have been struggling during this digital age with layoffs and closures nationwide, the biggest stories, the ones which have had far and away the most impact in recent weeks, have come from newspapers. And I'm not just talking about this election cycle. Look at what's happening right now in Texas. After months and months of the Dallas Morning News and other major papers digging and documenting a total meltdown in how Texas protects its most vulnerable kids, we appear to have arrived at a political moment. It came yesterday during a hearing at the Capitol. The Senate Finance Committee grilling the recently installed head of the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, Hank Whitman, over reports that some 2,800 kids at high risk for abuse or neglect had not been contacted by Child Protective Services for weeks or even months. Senator John Whitmire, a Houston Democrat, demanded to know why more wasn't being done to track those kids down.
What are we doing sitting here? Why don't we have a command station somewhere and have Rangers, DPS, local authorities go to those locations?
We did move on that immediately. I have called all hands on deck.
But Hank, excuse me for interrupting. You just said this afternoon they haven't been seen.
That's correct.
Well, hell, they may die before you get there.
Shortly thereafter, reporters learned of an unprecedented move apparently taking shape overnight and launching this morning, sending state police across Texas in a sweep to find the missing foster care kids. Bob Garrett, Austin Bureau reporter for the Dallas Morning News, has been covering these developments. Extraordinary stuff, Bob. But why now? After all this time, after so much hand-wringing, why all of a sudden this unprecedented step?
Well, David, the plot thickens, and I think the short answer is that the whole state is watching. That's why now. You know, normally Child Protective Services operate sort of in the shadows, out of view, out of mind. But starting a year ago with that federal judge's finding on foster care, building all through the year with our reporting about failures on the front end, which we're talking about here now, investigations, it's finally penetrated the very highest levels of state government, and they're pretty concerned because they know this thing doesn't look good.
How effective do you think that this sweep might be? I mean, basically, beginning today, going out and fanning across the state, these are people who've never really worked with DPS from, or have they? I mean, do they have any relationship with the child protective system at all?
Probably not a huge amount. It will vary. I think these are troopers being mustered out region by region to go find these families. Some of these families, of course, CPS Chief Hank Whitman, a former Texas Ranger, has said are ones that don't want to be found by CPS, and they are kind of tricky to find. You got to remember, we have, you know, freshly minted college graduates paid in the mid-30s, $1,000 a year, not even given cars, given technology they hook into that is beyond antiquated. So you and I might be able to get on a few databases and find people. These CPS caseworkers have a lot of obstacles to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
DPS may be able to help them.
Something that I'm noticing, and maybe you can help me with this, I don't think that there's been this sort of outrage and urgency as a result of a hearing like this, certainly not since maybe the sex abuse scandal at the Texas Youth Commission back in 2007. Are we talking about that level of sort of upping the ante, if you will?
Well, that comparison has been made, and I think we'll just have to wait and see. I think certainly Senator John Whitmire was doing his best to interject outrage and sex into his account yesterday of some foster kids being inappropriately placed over in East Texas. I think the history of child welfare in Texas is that it's very episodic public engagement, and thus, you know, the lawmakers really only follow this if the public is demanding that they do something.
The new head of the Department of Family Protective Services has said that one of his biggest issues is attrition, but he's going to need money to be able to pay workers to stay on top of these cases if these kids can be found, of course. How much money? Were people talking about the billions that it might take here?
No, I don't think it will be billions. It will be, certainly to update CPS workers' salaries, which has a cascading effect upward. You can't have supervisors paid less than the people they're supervising. You know, you can very easily get into costing the state $130, $150 million more in the next two-year cycle. But that's just sort of a minimal effort, I think. Though it, in the past, we've seen things, pay raises did have an effect and stop the bleeding as far as the hemorrhaging of workers.
The reason I said billions, I've heard of a number $4 billion bandied about as the cost of what it might take to fix what's wrong with CPS. Is that a completely foreign number to you or no?
That would be the total cost of the whole department once these extra bodies are added, and it might be a little bit more than that if you have significant pay raises. It's no real secret. Child advocates have been saying that Hank Whitman was talking pay raises early in the year and suddenly fell silent. The obvious inference is that the governor's office didn't want to go there. But it was pretty clear after yesterday's hearing that Republican senators are willing to go there, and they're dragging the governor along.
Bob Garrett is Austin Bureau reporter for the Dallas Morning News. This is obviously a developing story that they've been following at the Dallas News. Thanks very much for taking time to speak with us, Bob.
Thanks for having me.